Welcome to the Awesome Autism Tools Podcast. I'm Sheridan Ripley. I've been an energy worker and life coach for over 15 years. I love sharing transformational tools that help autistic children and their parents find more harmony and balance in their lives. I'm so excited to tell you about my newest tool that I've created called the Speller's Toolkit. I know that if you are a mom of a non-speaker and your child's a speller, there's a lot of interesting obstacles that you face with that. And I have worked with quite a few moms and their non-speakers on this topic of spelling. I know that there might be some emotional heaviness or baggage from past sessions when you go into new ones, and this can create frustration, worry, or pressure for both the communication partner and the speller. Because I have been able to work one-on-one with a mom and help the mom's energy shift and help the non-speaker's energy shift, and they've noticed a positive difference. And it occurred to me in doing one very specific session that I could take what I was doing and make it into a class where you would just listen and follow along for the communication partner, and then listen and follow along for the speller, or of course your speller could listen too. So inside the Speller's Toolkit, I have a 30-minute audio for the communication partner, as well as a 30-minute audio for the speller, and then there's a separate 1 to 2 minute audio where I walk you through clearing the letter board and getting grounded and shielded so you can start each session fresh. Basically, these audios use guided imagery, and you can also tap. I demonstrate how to do that in a video, which I'll share a link to. And in this short video, I'll actually demonstrate walking through one of the images that I have for both the communication partner and the speller. There are some unique ones for the communication partner and the speller, but there's some that overlap. And these guided images that I walk you through clearing the energy around and then putting in a new positive image can really help shift your energy around spelling sessions. And it can even help your speller shift their energy as well. And what this can do is help you both come into a spelling session with a lighter energy. You can have smoother spelling and more moments of connection and progress. Maybe I'll add the audio in here of the one image that I walk through in the video to give you a taste of what it's like. If you want to watch it, please click on the video. I demonstrate the tapping in that, so that might be beneficial for some of you to see. But I think that will help you to hear what it's like to listen to the 30-minute audio, which will have multiple images. So this is very simple and safe. It does not require perfection. It really just requires you to push play and listen and breathe. And if you want to tap, you can do that too. It's very easy. Here is the audio of the video. You can choose to watch the video if you want, or just sit and listen to the audio to get a taste of what the Speller's Toolkit is like. I want to walk you through one of the visuals that's on both the communication partner's clearing and the speller's clearing. This will give you a really good idea of what this class is like, because maybe it's something you've never done before. And all you have to do is listen. And if you want, you can tap. This does just help your conscious and subconscious mind connect and helps this image clear from your energy, as well as then you can tap while we put the new one in. So the image that I'm going to clear actually came to me in a session I was doing one-on-one with one of my clients who's a speller. I was working with his mom. Often when I'm working one-on-one with people, I work with the moms. And the image that came to my mind was really powerful. I don't know if you're old enough to remember the old Fisher-Price schoolhouses. I'll put a picture in so that you can see what I'm talking about. But it had a lid that opened, and it had a tray that would slide in and out on these little tracks, and you could completely remove it. But on this tray were letters, and the Fisher-Price schoolhouse, it was magnetic, and you could put those letters on the lid, I guess you could say. So the image that I had was actually of her son, and he was trying to access the letters, but
the tray was still in the school, so his hand was like stuck. It couldn't access the letters. So that's the image we're going to clear, is a hand being stuck trying to get the letters, but they're not easily accessible. So just releasing and clearing this image and the energy around this image of a hand being stuck, of trying to access letters and not being able to. Oh, I often yawn when I'm clearing things, so you don't have to yawn. Again, you're just gonna listen. If you want to tap, that's great. When you're doing this, I always say first do the communication partner clearing for you, then do it for your speller. They have a whole separate audio. Some of the images overlap and some of them are unique for the communication partner and unique for the speller. You're just gonna tap along. If there's a lot of energy that doesn't seem to clear with the tapping, I'm also gonna teach you about scribbling. That's another way to let go of things. If your speller doesn't like to be tapped, you don't have to tap them. You can tap yourself for them, or you don't even have to tap at all. Really, breathing is another way for energy to move through your body. So you can just take deep breaths. But just releasing the energy from that image of the hand being stuck in the schoolhouse. Good. Then we're going to put in the new image. And the image is the communication partner completely removes this tray of letters and lays it out in front of the speller. And now the letters are easily accessible. It's easy to touch the letters because they're laying out right in front of them. And it feels so much easier than when they were stuck in the schoolhouse. Now they're right there. So just accepting this new image and the energy around this image of the letters being easily accessible. They're right there, right there, easy to touch. And the communication partner and speller work together. The communication partner gets the letters out so they're accessible, and the speller is able to touch the letters that they want to. So this is just a really short example of what I do in these sessions, but I hope that this gives you a taste of what it's like. There's about 20 different images that we clear for the communication partner and about 15 that we clear in the speller's clearing. And then, of course, I have a bonus tool that's about a minute and a half that walks you through grounding and shielding and clearing your letter board that you can easily listen to before each session, setting you up for a fresh start.
So that gives you a little taste of what it is like. I want to share some testimonials that have come in from communication partners who have already done this. All four also happen to be the speller's mom. But I look forward to getting a testimonial from a communication partner that's not a mom at some point. But here's what I've gotten so far. Jay spelled a couple more open sentences, including one to an old friend his age who stopped by. I asked him to talk to Jay about Minecraft. It has also helped me stay calmer in other situations outside of spelling. I had a visitor stop by, and I had one hard moment that I was able to work through, and overall, I felt like I was skating through the visit, even though there were potential landmines, and it was a lot of work and busyness. I think the fact that I reviewed the clearing and affirmations a few times really strengthened me and kept me well-regulated beyond spelling. Thank you, Zamboni. And she had a little winky face because in one of the visuals, I saw a Zamboni, but I forgot what it was called. I think I was like, the ice flattening machine. So, and she said it was fine. I didn't remember because she was one of my beta testers. So she thought it was cute that I couldn't remember that it was called a Zamboni. All right, our next testimonial says, I love that there are separate audios for the communication partner and the speller. When I listened to the communication partner clearing, I felt at ease and guided and supported. For the speller, this one was super cool. It's not often that someone talks directly to our spellers. I love how you talk to them directly and aid them. It was powerful. I could feel the tension leave his body in a few of the releases and which words he needed me to hear from you. Your images are truly inspired. After listening to both, we did a spelling session at home and it went unusually smooth. It's not often that my mind can be so neutral during spelling, but it was, and it was a nice break for both of us to not have that as a distraction. I've been practicing with my speller for years, and even though I've been told many times to remain calm, it has not been enough. I feel that this is the missing piece for me. I didn't know how to clear or separate these complicating intertwining pieces. I believe practicing this will greatly aid us on our spelling journey. And that was Julianne. Oh, the first one was Emma and Jay. All right, here's another one. I wanted to report that we did the best ever spelling session! Multiple exclamation points. I only did the clearing on me so far, and will do the clearing for Sammy later today or tomorrow, but it really was powerful. When I tapped into the part that said, they don't need help, they can spell to communicate, they can do it, their body just needs assistance, I can be of assistance. I felt a powerful rush of energy, almost like a boom. I felt that was the most important part for Sammy, and it was something I did not consider before. These are his lessons. He is the speller. I'm not teaching him anything. I'm just assisting. That paired with being an empty boat made the lesson go way, way, way better. Because I was calmer and there to support and assist, it actually felt like more fun for me too, like the pressure was off to do this chore to help him. Thank you so much for this tool. And then she gave me feedback the next day. By the way, we did another spelling lesson today, and I was blown away again. Just in one day, the amount of progress he has made has left my jaw on the floor. I would say there's been a 40% improvement overall on the spelling. I had to work really hard to stay calm and not get too excited, because even that can be dysregulating for Sammy. He crushed it today again. That was from Teal, his mom / communication partner. And then our last one. I absolutely love the toolkit so far. The affirmations for the communication partner were so amazing and addressed literally every worry and wonder about the whole spelling process. You hit every nail on the head. With the speller's one, we listened to it in the car on the way home from school yesterday. Yesterday was also the first day we started to slowly transition into the 26th letter board. The session went great, and he did wonderful for his first time using the big board. I personally definitely felt more grounded and relaxed. I was sitting in a feeling of, we've got this, no problem. He flew through the sessions, we do multiple a day, and I was so proud of him. And that's from Stacy, also the mom / communication partner. I loved getting that feedback from those moms and hearing how much this toolkit has helped them. And it made me so excited to be able to offer this to you, my listener here, because if you are the mom of a non-speaker and you are working on spelling, I want you to know you are not alone. You are working hard assisting your child as they are communicating via spelling. And that's a big job. And your speller has a big job too. Together, you can work together as a team. And having this tool can help things go more smoothly because it can clear off the energy and emotions around spelling. It gives you the power of a fresh start. Each session is a unique opportunity, a new chance for your speller to communicate and for you to assist in that. By starting each session from that place of neutrality and curiosity, you invite in more clarity, confidence, and even joy. So I'm so excited that it's finally available. Click on the link to get access to the Speller's Toolkit. If you subscribe to my newsletter, I do have a coupon, so I'll put the link to subscribe to my newsletter in the show notes too, in case you haven't done that already. You can subscribe and get a coupon for the Speller's Toolkit. Thanks for listening today. If you're looking for some extra support, you can dive deeper in my private podcast, which is available to my newsletter subscribers. There's a link in the show notes. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you never miss a tip or a tool. And I'd love it if you would support me by leaving a 5-star review and sharing it with your friends. You can take a screenshot or you can share it directly from your podcast app.